The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. 36 minutes after the top of the hour. 36 minutes after the top of the hour. Talking about cancel culture, the left wanting to shut down free speech, wanting to shut down your freedom of religion. Here's the headline. USA Today, Dallas Cowboys should cancel Promise Keepers rally due to LGBT stance. Here's the story. A USA Today columnist says a massive Promise Keepers men's conference scheduled for July in Dallas should be canceled due to the CEO's beliefs on sexuality. Mike Freeman, a sports columnist for USA Today, he's a sports columnist, so you know he's an authority, on the Constitution, freedom of religion, of course, he's a sports columnist, yeah. Mike Freeman, a sports columnist for USA Today, said in a Wednesday column, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, as well as AT&T, should make the event disappear due to recent comments by Promise Keepers CEO Ken Harrison. Harrison, speaking to a radio program, bemoaned how the culture is negatively impacting men. And here is the offensive comment from the CEO of Promise Keepers. This is the organization that was formed by Coach McCartney many years ago. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of men gathered for Promise Keepers events. And evidently, they're starting up the big stadium events. They haven't done this for many years. Anyway, the CEO, Ken Harrison, said this in a radio interview. And I quote, one of the things they're doing to make their agenda happen is destroying the identity of the American people. And if they can get Christians, especially Christian men, to sit down, be silent, be passive, then they can be effective. It's working. Christian men are not standing up for what's right. I mean, you think about how quickly we went from homosexual marriage to men putting on dresses, being called women, and playing on women's basketball teams. Where are the Christian men? Okay, here's something really important to understand. This is what Christians have believed for 2,000 years. This is not new. This is not unique. This isn't some new trend, some new fad. Christians have believed that men are men, women are women. Men and women marry one man, one woman in a committed monogamous marriage. Sorry, I get tongue-tied every once in a while. That's what Christians have believed for 2,000 years. German Christians, English Christians, Italian Christians. This is what the Christian church has taught for 2,000 years. Until about 60 years ago, this was absolutely mainstream. Until 100 years ago, you would be very, very hard-pressed to find any church that called themselves Christian that didn't believe one man, one woman in a committed marriage. So this attack is an attack on all of Christianity through all of the ages since the church began. The commentator, the sports columnist, who is now an authority on constitutional issues and religion, said this, and I quote, "By allowing this conference to happen at one of football's meccas, and by AT&T allowing it, they are helping to mainstream hate speech." I got news, Mike Freeman. This has been mainstream for 2,000 years. 2,000 years. This has been mainstream. He went on. "If owner Jerry Jones, one of the most powerful men in all of sports, didn't want the event to occur at the stadium, he could likely use his influence to make it disappear. Same with AT&T. The battle against this type of bigotry is fought in part on this level." Yeah. Well, the two got together, the CEO of Promise Keepers and this sports columnist, and here is what the CEO, Harrison, of Promise Keepers said, quote, "Look, today's culture is blurring the lines when it comes to sexual identity. Both Promise Keepers and I subscribe to a biblical worldview when it comes to male and female. And that's one of the religious freedoms we celebrate in our nation. Sometimes we agree with culture and sometimes we don't." But the sports columnist, Mike Freeman, called that hate speech. This attempt, supported by our current presidential administration, is going to become more and more rabid. Now, I promised, when Joe Biden was inaugurated as president, I promise you that every day would not be Joe Biden did this and it was bad. Joe Biden said this and it was bad. And I think I've kept that word. We talk about a lot of other things. We've talked about Biden a couple of times today. But I want you to think about this, all right? I was never an unconditional Donald Trump supporter. Never. Because I'm not an unconditional supporter of anybody but Jesus. I criticized Donald Trump on many occasions when I thought it was worthy to criticize him. When he did something worth criticizing, when he did something to be praised, I praised him. And I promised I would do the same thing with Joe Biden. People absolutely hated Trump, hated him, hated him, hated him, hated him. And it's not so much that they voted for Biden, they were voting against Trump. But I want you to consider this. Donald Trump did and said some outrageous things. At times, he acted like a narcissist. There is no doubt about that. At times, he acted like a bully. There were times that he called people names and he probably shouldn't have. There were times that he played fast and loose with the truth. No doubt about that. But I can't think of anything that he did with that was actually evil. Things that drove me crazy, things that I thought were unwise, things that I thought he should not have said. But I can't think of anything evil that he did. On the other hand, he defended life like no other president in American history. He defended America, unlike any president since Ronald Reagan. He was a loud and proud American patriot. I don't have a problem with that at all. So there were a lot of things I didn't like, but I can't think of anything evil that he did. Joe Biden supports same-sex marriage strongly. That's evil. Joe Biden supports the killing of innocent unborn babies in direct defiance to his own church. His own church has called that evil. That's right. Joe Biden's own church has called his support of abortion evil. And I'm actually over time. I believe this presidential administration is already guilty of not just wrong things, not just things I disagree with, but really evil things. Evil. And that is something to think about.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, continuing the theme of politics, and I try to stay away from politics as much as possible, but there are times that there are things going on that you need to know about. We can't put our head in the sand and ignore that politics don't exist, because they do, and they impact all of us. If you were to come to me and say, you know what, I'm just sick and tired of those Republicans. There's a bunch of rhinos down at the State House in Columbus, and there's a bunch of rhinos in Washington, D.C., and I am fed up with the Republicans. They can't get along with each other. I'm going to become an independent. I would understand. I'm not ready to go that far, although I am anything but a Republican loyalist. I'm a registered Republican. I'm usually more comfortable in voting for a Republican than people from other parties or an independent or whatever. But seriously, if you came to me and said, I'm just done with the Republicans. I'm going to be an independent. Okay. I get it. I understand. I do not understand, however, how people with a conscience and any biblical values whatsoever remain in the Democrat Party. And I don't say that to be offensive. I really don't. I'm just telling you the truth. How do you stay? If you have biblical values and have a conscience, how do you remain a Democrat? With the strong support of abortion, the strong support of same-sex marriage, the whole LGBTQ agenda, the redefining of marriage, the support of things like polyamory and even polygamy in many Democrat circles. And then there's this headline: House Democrats replace women with birthing people. I'm not making this up. House Democratic leaders and their allies were panned on social media this week after multiple representatives, not one, not two, multiple Democratic representatives used the phrase birthing people, a term supported by some members of the LGBTQ community, instead of women or mothers. The phrase was used Thursday of last week during a House Oversight Committee hearing on America's black maternal health crisis. Representative Carolyn B. Maloney, New York, a Democrat, and the chairman of the committee. This is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, a powerful individual in the House of Representatives. Representative Carolyn B. Maloney, the chairman of the committee, began an opening statement by asking, and I quote, "How does one of the most medically advanced nations in the world continue to fail black birthing people at such high rates. An intentional change from mother or woman to birthing people. Why? Because the whacked out LGBTQ community wants to convince us that a male can give birth. So you can't say mothers anymore. You can't say women. You have to say birthing people. The House Oversight Committee website posted a 200-word announcement about the hearing that included birthing people four times. Women, mother, and other gender-specific terms were not used at all. In a paper on maternal mortality for black women, the word woman was not used. Women, not used. Mother, not used. Birthing people. And it was used several times by several people on the Democrat House Oversight Committee. May I say again, if you tell me you can't any longer be a Republican, okay, all right, I get it. But I'm asking you this serious question. How can you remain a part of a party that has become so radical, so left-wing, so unbiblical, so anti-God as the American Democrat Party has become? I think that's a valid question. We're out of time today, but if you can tell me, I'll be back on the air tomorrow at 3:30, and I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. All right. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening. But please, folks, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.